Hello, and we're having a little chat as I'm walking up the hill with Lottie. It is the 22nd of March 2022. I'm recording this. It's kind of early evening. And we've got the longer days arriving, thank goodness. I'm just going up a little hill that's nearer to the house. Not the longer one that I usually go on when I'm recording these. You might be able to hear some birds singing. So it's kind of getting spring into full swing. At the equinox the other day, and lots of people say that's the first day of spring. I don't know. It feels that way in Devon, although the world seems to be slowly going mad around us. It's kind of a sort of calm moment in your day, perhaps, listening to this, and a calm moment in mine recording it. So we'll try and escape from those heartbreaking things at the moment, and you know, just have a little chat about what's going on in the world of my writing, really. Seems self-indulgent sometimes, these things, but you know, I do what I can in my own way. And although I wish things were different, we try and do things we can to help. Posted up some photos today, which were, I've kind of dated as yesterday because they were taken nearer to yesterday, but trying to get back into that of doing the photos on the Monday and the chat on the Tuesday, and we'll take it from there. But it is a nice time of year. I like to see the buds forming on the trees, birds singing. We started feeding the birds more because kind of, well, we're feeding them in the winter, but I started putting out the sunflower seeds recently because I haven't done that for a little while. Just, you know, one of those things that kind of got a bit forgotten. I just had the, you know, the balls of the fat or suet or whatever it is with the seeds in. That was over the winter. And then we started with these seeds in an old feed that I bought years ago. And it's been really nice. We've had loads of finches and things coming into the garden, which we don't usually have. So I must make sure I keep that up. Goldfinches and green finches, as well as the usual kind of, you know, blue tits, grey tits and coal tits as well. But goldfinches are one of the more exotic of the UK birds, and really nice to see right outside the kitchen window. So that's been nice, kind of another little moment of calm to watch the birds feeding away, and lots of birds flitting around the garden with mouths full of grass. They must be building nests around, which is also nice to see. So it's a very clear sky tonight, or this evening, as I'm walking the hill. I should have come a bit earlier than I would have been in the sunshine, but it's kind of shining on a different part of the valley at the moment. I can see it in the distance, but I'm not in it. So yeah, I've been chugging away at the book, and some days it's going faster than others. I feel reasonably confident that I'm finally pulling this thing together now, as I would have mentioned in last week's chat. I don't know where you're listening to these, but you know, the old episode should stay up in the podcast format. That's the beauty of using a podcast format. Things are there, you can dip in and out wherever you want. But there isn't a, a particular theme to these. I've thought about doing some readings again. I haven't done those for ages. But we'll see. Perhaps if that's something you'd really like to hear, I can do that. More likely to be done at home then, but it could be snippets of the latest work in progress, or I could serialise some of the books, or any of the books from my catalogue I could serialise. And that's becoming more of a common thing. Oh, pheasant croaking away somewhere. People are quite enjoying serialised fiction in a podcast format these days, it seems. So it's something I look at. I enjoy reading. I always like performing readings. It's good fun. I guess I could slice up some of the audiobooks, but I don't know. They're done by other people, the ones I've got out, and I kind of quite like to do it myself and do it sort of recorded as live. So if there's mistakes or whatever, I'll just, you know, maybe read the sentence again and press on. It won't be quite the same standard as an audiobook, which is a bit more rigorous in its approach, hopefully. Plus it'd be different with me reading it, I guess. But yeah, I really don't know what's taking me so long with this dreaded book. But I'm getting to the point where I think, okay, I must get the editor and the cover designer notified just to let them know that things will be at some point materialising. I don't know. We will get there. And hopefully things in this book will pave the way for Darren Allen's next adventure. Sometimes people wonder, am I going to do more? Am I still doing more? Perhaps because it's been so long, you know, since the other one came out, Mystery in May, which I think it came out last April, so gosh. Oh, yeah, I think it came out last April, so almost a year. That's kind of normal in the traditional publishing world. They kind of work that way. But when you're an indie author, people often take advantage of the fact they can put books out quicker. Not all, but some. Just depend on the genre as well. You know, some genres seem to demand a higher pace of releases. Romance is the one people often talk about. You know, those readers tend to like lots of things coming out quite quickly, and they're often quite short. But you know, there are other examples. Some of the shorter, sort of more action-packed sci-fi books come out fairly frequently, I believe, from what I remember. Come on, Lottie, you gotta come down. But anyway, we are where we are. And the Devonshire Mysteries are fairly kind of slow burn type reads, I think. They pull you along, draw you in, and make you think a little bit in what I like to think of is sort of the classic mystery type of format. I kind of like those books, and I hope it works. And lots of people seem to like them, so that's good. Come on, we're going back up, Lottie. Just getting a bit old, right, you know. Not wanting to do quite so much exercise, perhaps, but still, got to keep on moving, and me too. Yeah, but the answer is that I haven't planned to, you know, kill Dan or Alan off or anything like that. You might be relieved to know. And I would like to keep them going. Now, whether I will do a spin-off for some of the more police-type stuff that is appearing in this latest book, I'm still not sure. It's interesting combining the two. It's harder work to pull them together. And I am still a bit worried about whether I'll pull that off. I hope I will get there. Anyway, we can but try and see if people like it. Yeah, it's interesting thinking about crime. It's funny, it's one of those things that you get all sorts of nice people writing crime stories and writing, you know, quite dark stuff sometimes. Interesting. It's a whole separate world. And when I'm researching things, which I just tend to do online, it's amazing the things that you throw up and find out about. Some of them quite grim. I'm often struck how different the reality is between what goes on in real crime and what happens in a lot of TV series and book series. I'm a bit immersed in crime as well, because I sort of got into watching the Bosch series on Amazon, and I have read a couple of the books, and I do have some of the others because they're quite easy to pick up second hand. So I've collected a handful of Michael Connolly's Bosch books. Now, some of my readers told me that I should read the books because they're better than the TV. Obviously, they're different. They're both interesting. Quite interesting if you like crime and police stuff. It reminds me a bit, the TV show reminds me a bit of the cop shows I used to watch growing up. Those kind of things of the 70s. We had Frank Cannon, of course, Kojak, Ironside. of course, the old Starsky and Hutch later on, which I was at that age when that came out, that I rather loved that stuff. That seemed very exciting. And who else? There must be loads of others, Columbo and things. Some more sort of copy than others. You know, more police orientated than others, I think. But at the moment, I've gone back to reading a Harry Hole thriller, the Joe Nesbo. Come on, Lottie. And they are becoming really quite dark. I mean, they are fairly grim. And I don't particularly like that side of it. It's just that I've got to the point now where I kind of want to know what happens to the character. Because he seems to get progressively damaged over the books. I was convinced he'd been killed off in one of the other ones, and maybe the author intended to, I don't know. He was sort of, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but there is one of the books, I've forgotten which one now, that at the end you think, oh man, that's the end of him then. But apparently not. So, yeah, he's coming back in the one I'm reading at the moment. A lot of grimness going on in there. But, I'll switch on to something much lighter for my next book, I think. Something totally different. Maybe a bit of literary type fiction or something. Just to have a change. But I kind of like, for my own research purposes, I do analyse things quite a lot as I read them, and I always have, even before I was a writer. I was a kind of reader who would not read quick, but read lots and in quite an intense way, that I would go back and reread sentences or paragraphs just because I was absorbed in the way they were put together, really, from quite an early age. Blackbird chattering at me from up there. And I wanted to know, you know, I've always been kind of intrigued with stories and writing from when I was very young. And I wanted to know how it all worked. So the equivalent of wanting to, peek behind the curtain to see how the play is put on. That's my approach to reading, really. And always kind of has been. So I like to see what kind of works and what doesn't. Down to the grammatical level, even. In fact, I spend a lot of time tinkering about my own sentences. So much time, in fact, that it's actually quite hard to enjoy other people's work. And I can't remember if I've mentioned that before, but I often say it, that when I'm reading something, I think, well, you know, I wouldn't have put that semicolon there, or I wouldn't have put that full stop there. You know, this sentence needs reorganising. It's kind of wrong way around. I guess that kind of goes with the territory, that you spend a lot of time tinkering, you end up, so you can't read things without analysing them. It's a lovely view this evening, actually, very peaceful. Because it's quite still, I can actually hear cars way off in the distance. Some wave, I don't know, it was a couple of miles or so from the main road, and I normally don't hear it, but the sound is echoing up the valley this evening. Yeah, it's cool and still because the nice clear sky, and it's really making the sound travel. Some dogs barking on you. They're over in the other field where we normally walk, and I can see them from here. Funny. Looks like somebody's sitting down enjoying the view. And why not? Come on, Lottie. We'll head home and get the dogs fed. The dog fed. Only got one. sometimes talk about having another, but I don't know. It's might be a bit unfair on an old thing like Lottie to suddenly have another dog running about. I think she'd be a bit put out. Anyway, when will this book be coming out that I'm currently writing? Well, it's hard to say because it will all have to be rewritten and then edited and so on. So, I mean, it could be a couple of months easily, which I'm sad to say. That sounds like a long time to me, but it's got to be right. It's got to be good. It's got to be checked and edited and everything. And, you know, I do a fairly thorough rewrite and then another check and then think about getting the editor involved. By that time, the editor usually gives a fairly light touch to it because he knows that I've already gone over it pretty well and he knows that I'm accurate. He gives me a good rate, actually, because he knows that he's not going to be stuck on the job for ages. Which is very kind of him. So the same guy's edited the others. Come on, Lottie. Lottie, this way. She's trying to track me the wrong way up the hill. There we go, now she looks. So, I'm back in the lane now, so I'll sign off in a sec. But just to say thank you very much for listening and all your support and encouragement. A huge thank you to everyone who's joined the website michaelcampling.com and who has sent me a mug of tea via the buttons on there, and it's really nice. It all really helps and it's very much appreciated, as are the kind messages. And I've had quite a few nice emails recently. I'm trying to keep on top of that a bit more as well. People do get a reply in there. And I'm just sometimes a bit slow, but depends what's going on. But I certainly read them all as soon as they come in. Always nice to get them, always appreciate them. So, thanks very much. If you have any questions, of course, don't forget you can post them on the site at michaelcampling.com. As long as you're a member, you can, you know, go on to any post and comment on something. So this will be on a post on the site, and you can post a comment there with questions, anything you'd like to know about any of my writing, World of the Devonshire Mysteries, any of that stuff, any of my older books. Still some of them need to be rolled out to the platforms. Still working on that in the background. We'll get there. All right, well, we'll talk again hopefully next week, and until then, look after yourselves, take care, and I'll say goodbye.